House number 7 of the Wistful Vista Fire Department has just ended its annual used clothing drive. The first prize was a ride around town on the new $30,000 fire engine. And who's there on that driver's seat in all their helmeted glory? Yep, it's Fibber.
Boy, oh boy. Molly, ain't this fun? Hey, I heard.
My goodness, McGee, do you have to yell at everybody?
Hey, Kramer, up here, boy. I'm riding the fire engine, Kramer. Hey.
If there's anyone in town who doesn't know you're riding the fire engine by now, they must be hard of hearing. And how I envy them.
Yeah, drive slower, man.
Oh, hi, boy. How are you, boy?
Who was that?
How do I know? I just don't want to miss anybody seeing me. Hey, Mike, let me put the siren once, huh? Just once.
Don't need it. Siren won't carry over your voice anyhow. Kick the bell again if you want to.
What do you mean, if he wants to? I haven't seen him so happy since he found his commanding officer of 1918 driving a garbage truck.
You said it, kiddo.
Oh, hey, there's Wallace Wimp. Hey, Wimp. Hi, boy. This is me stomping the bell, Wimp.
McGee, stop kicking the gong around.
Huh?
Try to act a little dignified, dearie. What will people think?
Yeah.
Let's try to act a little more. Ah, there's Mrs. McDonald. Yoo-hoo, Mrs. McDonald. Hey, Molly McGee, on the fire. Too late. She didn't see me.
Man, oh man, what a buggy this is. This baby's got everything, hasn't it, Mike? What's the thing on the dash there that looks like a fire extinguisher?
That's a fire extinguisher.
Oh.
But don't touch it. Don't touch it. We don't know how it works yet.
Oh, what are we stopping here for, Mr. Casey? This is Walt's Mall Shop.
I've got to run in and get the chief a hamburger. I'll be right back, folks.
Boy, look at us, Tootsie. Parked right in front of a fire plug.
Yeah.
Boy, what a day this is. I wish a small, harmless fire had bust out someplace so I could... Oh, hey, there's the old-timer.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Old-timer. Look at us up here on the fire
yeah.
truck.
Well, hello there, daughter. Hello, Johnny. Say, you better climb down off of that thing before they catch you.
No, it's okay, old-timer. The fire department has given us a ride on it. We won first prize in the used clothing contest.
You won it legitimate, too, Johnny.
I've often heard folks say, there goes McGee. Don't he look like the first prize in an old clothes contest? Well, I wish I was up there with you, kids. I love fire engines.
Yes, they're beautiful things, all right. Unless you're having a fire and they don't get there.
Matter of fact, daughter, I used to be a fireman myself. Had to quit, though. Stomach trouble.
Indigestion?
Nope. Calluses.
Huh?
Slid down that brass pole so often the skin on my belly would have stopped a bullet. I sure loved it, though.
I suppose you had a lot of narrow escapes as a fireman.
Daughter, you'll never know. By one time, I was on a 90-foot ladder coated with ice, carrying a 3-inch nozzle, 2 axes, a flashlight, gas mask, coil of rope, first aid kit, lunch bucket, and some old love letters I'd stored out of Bessie's apartment.
You'd stop and read old love letters at a time like that?
Read them? Shucks, no, Johnny. I took them up there to throw into the fire. Bessie never took a look at them letters and took them into court, I'd have been a gone goose. You know the old saying, do right and fear no man. Don't write and fear no woman.
But what happened on that 90-foot ladder?
I slipped and fell, daughter.
Oh.
It was coated with ice. Well, down I went.
Wow, off a 90-foot ladder. Hurt you badly?
Nope. Luckily, I was still on the bottom rung. Well, so long.
Some fireman he must have been. I'll bet it. Oh, here's Mike. Scoot over, kiddo.
We haven't touched a thing, Mr. Casey. I hope you got the hamburger all right.
All set, Mrs. McGee. You want to drive it back to the station, McGee?
Huh? Me? Oh, my gosh. You hear that, Molly?
Yeah.
I'm going to drive it. I'm going to drive the fire engine. 18 million horsepower, and I'm going to drive it.
Where can I get a taxi?
Oh, he'll be all right, Miss McGee. It's only a couple of blocks to the engine house.
Hope nobody sees me, I know. It's just my dirty luck that nobody sees me.
I'll shift gears for you. Kick in the clutch, McGee. Let's go.
Okay. Boy, when I roll past the Elks Club with a siren going 70 and me going 30, those guys will be like...
McGee, here we are.
Huh?
Just park it at the curb there. I'll put it in the engine house later.
Oh, that's okay, Mike. I'll wheel her right up the driveway, boy. I'll take her right on inside the firehouse.
Now, maybe you'd better let him do it, dearie. It's a big truck, you know.
It's the chief's pride and joy, and if anything got scratched on it, he'd throw it.
Don't worry, I can handle it. I'll watch it now. Easy up the driveway. Easy. And in we go. Whoa!
The fender, McGee. Look, you put a dent in it that looks like a bird bat.
My gosh, I must have misjudged it.
Kill the motor, McGee.
Oh, howdy. Oh,
the chief ain't gonna like this.
Huh?
Let me see how bad it is. He'll yell his head off.
Hey, come on, Molly. Let's get out of here.
I guess we better, dear.
Hey, chief, we busted a fender. You better come out here now. Hey, McGee, wait a minute.
Come on, Phil. Let's go.
McGee, wait for baby.
McGee, hey, come back here.
McGee. Take it easy. I'm winded.
Oh, kiddo. I got a stitch in my side that sore up the Grand Canyon.
I think this is rather silly anyway. Just because you dented the fender of the fire engine, we start running through alleys like we'd blown up the Third National Bank.
Oh, my gosh, Tootsie, that new fire engine cost $30,000. One fender prorated would be about 700 fish. I could get 90 days tipping boulders in the smoother for that.
Why, that's silly.
Huh?
Just because a fireman beefs, we don't have to lamb. Well, don't you get it, dearie? It's a fun base.
This is no time for jokes, kiddo. Not that kind of jokes, anyhow. Come on, let's duck into Kramer's for a root beer. I'm thirsty.
So am I. If I'd known we were going to be fugitives from justice, I'd have brought a canteen.
Keep an eye out for uniforms, now, Tootsie. So
hi, Mr. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hello, Milton.
Say, there was a fireman and a cop in here just now. They were looking for you. You been doing something?
Oh, nothing serious, Milton. Though the way we've been dodging around corners, you'd think we'd been caught singing the whooping proof song in Harvard Yard.
I don't know how serious it is, Milton. I ain't sticking around to argue about it. I mean, we ain't been here.
Suppose they take me down to headquarters, put me in a bright light, and beat me with a rubber hose.
Tell him nothing.
Self here for his rights if it breaks every bone in your body, Milton. Two root beers, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll put straws in them so you won't have to leave any fingerprints on the glass.
That's easy, Bean Murphy. Good boy.
I studied to be a detective once, correspondence course, but I got scared and quit.
Got scared of what, Milton?
Well, I took an impression of my own fingerprints just for fun, and then found I'd been wanted for murder since 1879. You'll notice I always wear gloves now.
Oh, but no, 1879, that was 50 years before you were born.
Yeah, but there's no statute of limitations on murder, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
Here's your root beers. Oh, excuse me, man. I got to sell that cop some cigars.
No, cops? Oh, my gosh, Molly.
Oh,
there's a cop at the cigar counter. Come on, he didn't see us. Let's duck out the back door. Wow, that was a close call. You got an eyebrow pencil with you, Molly?
Yes, why?
I want to draw a mustache on my upper lip.
Well, if you must have one, that's the logical place, all right.
Then in case I see anybody that knows me.
You mean such as Mayor Latrivia?
Yes, that's him. Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Good day, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, my home, McGee. I dropped the talk in it. It's imperative that I get back to the City Hall.
Yeah? What's up, Latrivia?
City treasurer get caught with me in the till?
No, but something's going on, and I don't know what it is. There are squad cars dashing around, motor cops all over the place, firemen popping out of doorways. As mayor of Whistle Vista, I should find out what the... There. You see what I mean, McGee?
Uh-huh.
Now, that was a prowl car, and it obviously means business.
Well, you run along, Mr. Mayor. Don't let us keep you.
Yeah, if you find out what the trouble is with this, don't blame... let us know if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, such as catch a train out of town or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm sure, but I simply must inquire into all this official activity.
Yeah.
I'd phone, but there have been some leaks in my calls lately, and I'd rather handle this in person.
Maybe the insulation has worn off your wires, he said.
What difference would that make?
Well, that would account for the leak. You see, if the water soaks through the insulation...
Oh, no. I didn't mean that kind of leak.
I found water under our phone one time with this. Right after I'd been talking to the bank about liquidating some stock. So I naturally figured the leak was caused by...
I said I didn't mean that kind of a leak. A leak. No. When I said there was a leak in the telephone, a freak in the yellow phone... Anyway, I haven't time for this sort of thing today.
Yeah.
I have to get back to the City Hall. City Hall.
Good day. A good day!
Ah, that was too bad, McGee. That would have been a dandy one.
Well, we better get moving, kid. I'm hotter than July in St. Louis. And... Look, two cops. Right there at the corner. Come on, up the alley here.
Oh, dear.
Up the alley.
McGee, I've got bad news for you. This is a dead-end alley.
Oh, sounded like a rat.
Well, they're never going to take me dead. Because I'll surrender the minute ten... But hey, wait a minute.
Look, here's a door. Let's duck through here.
How do you know what's in there? Maybe it's the back door of the police station.
No, the police station is the 14th Oak. Come on. If anybody asks any questions, we'll tell them where the census takers.
They don't take the census till next year.
No, we'll tell them you write slow and had to have a head start. Come on.
Heavenly days. Look at all the boxes in here.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what this stuff is.
I don't know what it is, but I know what it better be.
And after we get through that cross-town shipping, Fraser, we're going to... Well, hello, Molly. Hello, pal.
See what I mean?
What are you doing in here?
The whole dad-ratted police force from the fire department was out looking for me, Junior. Look, if you won first prize collecting used clothing and want to ride on a fire engine, and just because I didn't defend you, if anybody comes in here looking for me, is it my fault if the truck was too big for the engine house? And would you turn me in, boy?
There any reward?
Not that we know of.
Why, certainly I wouldn't turn you in, pal. You can hide here as long as you like. Though we're awfully busy. It's a special new Johnson Steel Coat offer, you know.
Yes, I believe we heard something.
You're keeping me hopping, believe me.
Yeah.
You see, Johnsons are offering one-third more glow coat at no extra cost.
Yeah, but
the new 1949 glow coat was a new glow. And they're offering out a money-back if not satisfied basis.
Yeah, but the cops are after me.
What an offer. I don't see how anybody could resist it. Just imagine a third more glow coat for no extra money, pal.
Yeah.
The new 1949 glow coat that shines desert dyes.
Please come looking
for it. A gleam and an extra measure of protection. The glow coat that saves you to use. It always saves you time and effort. And it now saves you money, too.
We should have given ourselves up.
Look, the cops who want with this great bargain offer, more housewives than ever are learning about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and how it's the finest
quality. Hey, look. Blackie.
Yes, now.
We'd like your advice, Mr. Wilcox.
What'll I do, Junior? Stay on the lam or turn myself in?
Pal, my advice is give yourself up.
Mm.
You'll never have a minute peace with this horrible thing on your conscience.
Mm.
Give yourself up and pay for the damage. Let's suppose it costs you $50 or so. Isn't that better than hiding from the law all your life?
Do you know anybody that could fix it, Mr. Wilcox?
Why, certainly. My cousin, Big Ryan, things out, Wilcox. Give him $100 and your troubles will be solved.
Yeah. What is he, Junior? A politician?
Well, he's got a shop on 14th Street. He sends out tenders.
Oh, dear. Come on, McGee. Let's let Mr. Wilcox get to work.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing at all, Junior.
Oh, don't mention it.
We won't.
Oh. Look. Here's what we do, Louie. Or kiddo. I'll keep an eye for you until the gendarmes, Steve. Meet up in the cigar store and telephone the trivia. Disguise your voice and tell him I left town.
Well, all right. Put your hat down more over your eyes.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. I told her I just busted in with old Nancy Lynch. She wouldn't bat an eye. She probably bat me.
Nevertheless,
how can... Hi, Mister. Oh, hi there, Queenie. Now, look, I got no time to bat the fat now.
Hey, but... my daddy said he saw you downtown today driving a fire truck, Mister. Oh, boy, did he get a kick.
Yeah? What did he say about it?
Well, he said he'd seen lots of fire trucks go by on false alarms, but it was the first time he ever saw a false alarm go by on a fire truck. What does that mean,
Steve?
What does that?
I don't know, Steve. And I got no time to figure it out. I'm in trouble, Steve. With the cops.
Trouble? With the law?
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right woman, Mister.
Huh?
Never fear, I can hide you from your pursuers.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Hey, you know, it seems we got a dandy hideout, I bet you.
Huh?
It's a platform up in a tree and see the cops could never find you up there, I bet you.
Wouldn't they?
No, because...
I said they wouldn't, eh?
For what?
They would find me.
For what?
The cops.
Why?
Because I'd be in your hideout.
Up in a tree, I know it.
Hey, what you doing, Mister, really?
Well, that fire truck I was driving, Tina.
You stole it.
No. I didn't steal anything. I was driving it, Tina.
Oh, boy, you wrecked it.
I did not. Look, I was driving it into the fire hall.
You bumped into a fireman and busted his leg.
No.
Okay, you are in trouble, Mister, because busting a fireman...
I didn't bust anybody's leg. I just dented a fender. And all the cops in town are looking for me.
Well, if it's that bad, Mister, maybe we better not try to hide here because our hideout is up in the tree.
Yeah, I know, but why...
And you're far enough out on the limb already. Well, Mister, if they put you in the puppy for us, don't you worry. I'll bake you a cake with a calendar in it.
By the caller.
Yeah. guess if you happen to come back to the Elf Club, lock me in the closet and call him quick.
What? Lock me up?
Sure. The sheriff says if I lock you in the broom closet, it gets some car doors. Cash money.
70 days a reward. Well, that's ridiculous. He hasn't done anything so terrible, Ollie.
Why do you judge my friends all at the broom, missus? I don't even ask you this song. Every tour. Good boy. I just asked one question. Are you coming back? The sheriff gives me $5.
Oh, Ollie, you wouldn't do a thing like that. Look, he's in trouble, Ollie. All he did was bend a fender on the nasty old new fire truck.
Sure. Just a little bit.
And they've run us around till we're worn out.
Yeah, you mean to tell me we'd pay you and your pal for a measly $5 reward? Gosh, McGee, you'd make them shame in the face.
Good for you.
Sure, I go see if they won't make it $10.
Fine friend he is. Come on, Mo, it's almost dark. Maybe we can sleep home.
I'm too tired to move, Gordie. I'm going to sit right here till...
Hey, McGee! Well, at last.
Oh, my gosh. It's him, Molly. It's the fireman. It's Casey.
I don't care. Let's give ourselves up and go quietly. We'll still carry us. My feet are just...
Where the devil have you been, McGee? These guards are town for
it. Okay, I give up, Mike. Slap the cuffs on me. I'm beat. First thing, I'm not packing no rod.
Look, cut out the double talk, will you? The whole fire department's looking for you, and the police force.
Oh, what's he done that's so terrible? Henry Day's all this fuss over a little old dented fender. Yeah. That could happen to him.
Well, nobody cares about a dented fender, Mrs. McGee.
Huh? I thought...
Look, when you turned off that engine, McGee, you walked off with our ignition key.
Back to the firemen. We'd like to put in a little plug for them.
Sort of a fire plug, you might say.
These fellows don't wear fancy uniforms, and their heroism is usually anonymous. But there is no finer, braver, or more conscientious group of men anywhere than those at your local firehouse.
Success to them starts at the top of the ladder, and may they all come down safely.
Good night.
Good night, all.